The night I got saved and realized that my sin had been forgiven, I began to praise and rejoice in the Lord because I realized what He has done for me. I've been saved for about 23 years, and I have not forgotten who Jesus is and what He has done for me in my life. Therefore, I continue to praise Him in my heart.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you with us today. We're going to be in Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose sin is forgiven. What can we learn from this psalm that was written by David? Well, number one, he starts off by praising God. Verses 1 and 2. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit, or we can say guile. This reveals to us that David is glad that God has forgiven him of his sins. Therefore, what does he do? He begins with a burst of praise. Is it possible that people have difficulty praising God because they have forgotten what Jesus has done for them or who Jesus really is? Let me ask you, is it possible that they have forgotten where they've come from, the sin that Jesus had delivered them from? On the other hand, perhaps they haven't been forgiven. Perhaps they're not saved. They're still carrying that heavy load and burden of sin. Perhaps they have no reason to rejoice or to praise His name like those who are saved. David could rejoice just in the fact that his sin was forgiven. His transgression was gone. His sin was covered. Covered? That's right, covered. In the Old Testament, they would offer an animal sacrifice, which would only cover their sins. It was a deposit, if you will. Hebrews 10 and 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. The offering of the sacrifice only covered their sin, but they believed God by faith in a perfect sacrifice that was yet to come, and that perfect sacrifice, yes, that's right, would be Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, they looked forward to the cross. Today, we look back to the cross. We must never forget the cross, Calvary. It was there that the price was paid. Redemption, atonement, praise God for the cross of Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And I trust that you have experienced that life-changing power of God, and it only comes through Calvary, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Galatians 6 and 14, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, my friend, the cross of Christ makes a difference. It made a difference in my life. It made a difference, I hope and pray, in your life. It cleanses the sin-sick soul for those who will repent and accept it. Jesus paid the price. We have been forgiven. The slate has been wiped clean. We have a new life, a new beginning, a fresh start. Jesus paid the price, and now we can praise His holy name. Isaiah 43 and 25, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. My friend, no wonder David started off with a burst of praise. When you realize who Jesus is and you realize what He has done for you, that your sins have been forgiven, that you have been given a clean start, a fresh start, a new start, you can't help but to praise His name. I think that we as Christians should be praising God more. I really do. I think if we would quit thinking about those things that are going on around us in our circumstances and just start praising God, it will make all the difference.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.